First, a four-year investigation into alleged inmate abuse at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is now complete with no charges being filed. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday there's not enough proof that guards willfully harmed inmates. The probe began after accusations were made that prison staff used excessive force against incarcerated teens. A federal judge later ordered staff to limit their use of pepper spray, solitary confinement, and restraints. The end of the investigation comes as the state prepares to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, the facility next door for juvenile girls north of Wausau. The plan is to open smaller youth facilities around the state. Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been following this story since the beginning. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, Patrick, we've been kind of watching for this for years now, right, with this federal investigation. It wasn't clear what was happening. Can you talk about now the outcome and what the Justice Department had to say?
Sure. They didn't really tell us a lot. They put out this notice on Friday that they were closing the investigation, that they didn't have enough evidence to charge anyone with a crime. You know, this comes more than a year after they sent two former guards target letters identifying them as people who could be charged with crimes, but ultimately concluded they couldn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt and have concluded it without charges.
And they mentioned in the press release they put out, Patrick, the burden of proving willfulness. So not just that harm was caused by a prison official, but that it was done intentionally. Can you talk about that?
That's right. You know, in a lot of these cases, you had these allegations made. They say a young person had their arm broken, and the staff contention would be that you know, it wasn't intentionally taken. It was sort of collateral damage, or that the inmate had been resisting in some manner, and that caused it. Proving cases also was probably complicated by the poor record keeping that persisted at Lincoln Hills for years. So, you know, there were times. Now they use body cameras there. That was something that, in the midst of the investigation, they started doing. But for years, they didn't have body cameras, and they had cameras within the institution, but then they worked poorly, or they had blurry footage, or they wouldn't preserve footage of incidents, or incidents would happen in places that couldn't be captured on camera. A lot of times internal investigations weren't done promptly, or at all in some cases, and so you didn't get the perspectives of other staff members, you know, in real time or close to the time of an incident.
Remind us of a couple of the abuse allegations that caught a lot of attention early on.
Sure. Well, probably the thing that got got things rolling was about a year into the investigation, when it was at a very quiet phase. It wasn't publicly known there was an investigation, but an inmate was being transferred from one cell to another, was standing outside of his room, was complaining to the guards and declining to go into his room. A guard pushed him into his room and slammed the cell door. As a metal door, he got his foot caught in the door, serious enough that smashed his foot, and he had to get parts of two of his toes amputated. That resulted in a $300,000 settlement, and then that prompted 50 officers and DC. Division of Criminal Investigation agents and attorneys to descend on the facility and grab a bunch of records and interview everyone in sight for a series of days or weeks. And then right around that time, there was a girl staying at Copper Lake, which is on the same grounds, and she went into her room. They weren't watching her. They were supposed to check on her every 15 minutes, and it was nearly 45 minutes before anyone checked on her, even though she had hit a button to attract attention. She hung herself in her cell. They cut her down and were able to revive her, but she's now very seriously has very serious brain damage and is going to require 24/7 care for the rest of her life. She sued, and that was a settlement that was about $19 million for the state.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the latest on the Lincoln Hills Youth Juvenile Corrections Facility. Federal investigation apparently over now with no charges being filed. Patrick, those incidents and that raid you mentioned by the state's Department of Justice opened the door to a lot of what was going on around Lincoln Hills, staffing shortages, use of pepper spray, solitary confinement. Talk about the reactions from advocacy groups and lawsuits filed related to those issues.
So after that raid, there was a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union representing the current inmates, saying that the alleging that the conditions there violated their constitutional rights. Ultimately, a judge sided with them, and the state reached a second settlement that was to dramatically scale back the amount of solitary confinement and the amount of pepper spray that was used there. And amid all of this sort of the problems that are coming to light, the legislature and Governor Walker at the time agreed to close Lincoln Hill, so it's still open now. It's on track to be closed by 2021, though that date could be extended. And the goal now of the state is to have youth held in much smaller facilities where it can be better staffed to inmate ratio, with the idea that because these are young kids, you have a better chance of turning their lives around if you have more of a therapeutic approach rather than a criminal justice approach to dealing with them.
And part of the goal there, too, is to have inmates housed closer to home. Many of the inmates at Lincoln Hills were far from their homes in Milwaukee County. That's part of the plan, right, to have inmates closer to their families, for example.
That's correct. So the big majority of the youth who are there are from southeastern Wisconsin, either Milwaukee or Racine, that area, and they're brought to, you know, north of Wausau, a place where it's very difficult for family members to get to. There are buses that go up there, but it's not terribly convenient. And so this idea that you would be closer to your own community or within your own community, you'd be accessing services that once you got out of the facility, you could continue to use. So there'd be sort of a continuity there. Family could visit you more often. And so they're talking about putting a facility in Milwaukee, maybe likely more than one facility in Milwaukee, but there would also be other ones around the state so that no one would have to be, you know, hundreds of miles from their home.
What's the progress now on finding land for these facilities, staffing them, building them? Where are we on that?
So it's a contentious process. There have been sites located in Milwaukee and then one in Outagamie County, sort of northwest of Appleton. And those have both received some mixed reviews from the local communities. And, you know, I think it remains to be seen whether they're built as planned, how much backlash they face at the local level. There's some concern about those. And then, you know, there are others that will be less controversial. One thing they want to do is expand the Mendota Juvenile Treatment Center in Madison. That presumably would be less controversial because there's already a facility there. It would just be about adding more beds to it. But then, you know, we'll find out later what other counties want to house these facilities. And, you know, it's going to depend on how close they are to homes and what the community reception of them is going to be like.
And briefly, Patrick, now this is the end of the federal investigation of Lincoln Hills. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the state stopped their investigation when the feds started. So as far as criminal investigations related to abuse at Lincoln Hills, that's it?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, it appears that the whole thing is winding down, but this started as a state investigation. After about a year, we had that big raid, and then for a brief time, it was sort of a joint investigation that effectively became just a federal investigation led by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. That has now ended. You know, technically, I think the state could pick it up from there, but Josh Call, a relatively new attorney general, has not given any indication that he would do something like that. But we haven't heard directly from him on that point.
Patrick, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Marley, state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him about the federal investigation into inmate abuse at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. No charges are being filed, in part due to insufficient evidence. Prosecutors say that guards willfully harmed inmates. We'll keep watching the ongoing story for the aftermath of Lincoln Hills here on Central Time.